From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We've got news, information, and holy Comic-Con, Batman! My name is Mike Pesca. Today is Monday, April 21st, 2008. Say 21st? I meant 21st. You guys knew that. The third annual New York Comic-Con has wrapped up. The Force was with them, and now it's with us. A roundup of the best Comic-Con ever. Oh, man. I hope I didn't offend them. That's Comic Book Guy from The Simpsons. We'll find out what those comic book guys think of Comic Book Guy. The rhetoric on the campaign trail is heating up a day ahead of the Pennsylvania primary. Jim Vandehei is here with a politics roundup, best roundup ever. And Matt Ryan is considered the best quarterback in this year's NFL draft. We'll talk with him about what it's like to be in that spotlight. Spotlight. All right, what I'm going to do is mispronounce every third word, and then we'll have a mail-in contest, and if you get them all, I'll mispronounce a message on your home answering machine. The BPP's Mark Garrison is here with all of today's headlines in just a minute, but first...
It's no wonder that my opponent has been so negative these last few days of the campaign. Because I think you saw a big difference between us. It's really a choice of leadership.
She's got the kitchen sink flying and the china flying and the buffets coming at me.
Democratic presidential hopefuls Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton accusing each other of going negative in the final hour before tomorrow's primary in Pennsylvania. At stake in the first primary in 6 weeks are 158 delegates. A phrase that keeps popping up in newspapers to describe Obama's arguments is that he's adopting a quote-unquote sharper tone, noting that he appears to have abandoned his strategy of remaining above the fray. And the strategy includes negative ads, like this one that ran over the weekend, painting a picture of Clinton as a Washington insider with ties to lobbyists.
Barack Obama doesn't take money from special interest PACs or Washington lobbyists. Not one dime. But federal records show Clinton's raised millions from PACs and lobbyists, more than any candidate in either party. 11th hour smears, paid for by lobbyist money. Isn't that exactly what we need to change?
At a town hall meeting in Reading, Obama blamed the negative tone on Clinton, saying, quote, "Our campaign is not perfect. There have been times when, if you get elbowed enough, you start elbowing back." Is the sharper tone working? Clinton is ahead of Obama in the polls in Pennsylvania by an average of about 5 points, according to the website Real Clear Politics. But only weeks ago, she led the state by double digits. And while Obama's camp is focusing attention on chipping away at her lead, Clinton supporter Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell points out that Obama outspent his favorite candidate by more than 3-1 to get that far. Here's Governor Rendell playing the expectations game on CBS's Face the Nation yesterday.
He spent over $2.9 million on TV last week in Pennsylvania. That's almost obscene. So to win by 4, 5, 6, 7 points under that type of spending differential, that would be a huge and very significant victory.
As for money, campaign finance reports show Barack Obama raised $41 million last month and has a million more than that available to spend this month. Meantime, the Clinton campaign raised $20 million last month, but spent so much he only has $9 million to spend in Pennsylvania. I know, only $9 million. We'll talk more about Pennsylvania in a few minutes when we check in with Jim Vandehei of Politico.com. But right now, let's get some more of today's headlines with Mark Garrison.